Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, these various rappers are so hilarious. We'll put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Oh shit, I got you feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you will still get your shit bust on the spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, the G-Spot. Luda.
Spontaneous.
Oh, touched by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, a lot of people gonna get saved after this one. You know what I mean? I'm the vessel. I'm the vessel. I'm the vessel. I'm the vessel.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is the gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through.
I appreciate life and the will for living. Ups and the downs, still the gift was given. Trials and tribulations we all must go through. Faith in God need to help them hold you. Appreciate life and the will for living. Ups and the downs, still the gift was given. Trials and tribulations we all must go through. Faith in God need to help them hold you. Appreciate life and the will for living. Ups and the downs, still the gift was given. Trials and tribulations we all must go through. Faith. I appreciate life and the will for living. Ups and the downs, still the gift was given. Trials and tribulations we all must go through. Faith in God is to help to mold you. Struggle and success go hand in hand. If you got the goal, God got the plan. So follow your dreams cause they do come true. And when it's time to stand, what is you gonna do? You gonna press on through if it's meant to be. Cause everybody got something they was sent to be. And what's meant for me, it may not be yours. So don't hate when I'm excited, but you stay bored. Cause I'm very optimistic, but not for bull. A glass half empty to me is full. So drink the drink that'll quench your thirst. But respect one another and keep love first.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through. I say the past is history, the future is a mystery. Past is history, the future is a mystery. Past is history, past is history. Past is history. Past history, it's future, mystery. Present, because it's a gift, Ain't telling what you can do, cause you leave, make it through. Past is history, future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through.
Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, my Lord Savior, peace for life. Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, my Lord Savior, peace for life. Lord have mercy, 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 Jesus Christ, my 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 Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, my Lord Savior, peace for life. I pray to you that the world will see more better days, less misery. Because good and bad is like a chain reaction. There's consequences for every action. To do good deeds, good things will come. But keep in mind, I will be done. On earth and in heaven is a perfect love. And every perfect gift comes from above. And grace and favor is up to you. Expect to get dirty if it's dirt you do. And it'll hurt you too if you play too long. But keep the faith there to make you strong. We try to right your wrongs, cause life is short, and giving thanks to God is like life support.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through. I say the past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe.
believe you can make it through. I believe we can make it out by ourselves. Please believe in the universe, we got some help. A good health and good living could be achieved. You might start from the bottom, but please believe, if you see it, you can get it. Just do what's right. Not all miracles happen overnight. Just keep your life right and it'll help you shine. You think you ain't coming, but it's right on time. I wait by your side there to hold you down, keeping you afloat when you supposed to drown. See, I'm a soldier down, fighting for my life. Anything supreme got, God pays the price. And nothing can't keep easy or free. I thank the Creator for believing in me, and I'm believing in you. We're praises too. That's why we can do what we was raised to do.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. The past is history.
Let me holler at you. Had a lot of girls, but not too many match you. Baby, let me catch you. Like me and slipping, slide right in. Can hit you with a pimpin'. Funk that, I want that. Let me holler at you. Had a lot of girls, but not too many match you. Baby, let me catch you. Like me and slipping, slide right in. Can hit you with a pimpin'. Funk that, I want that. Let me holler at you. First she said all she want is love and affection. Funk that, I want that. Let me holler at you. First she said all she want is love and affection. Funk that, I want that. Let me holler at you. Had a lot of girls, but not too many match you. Baby, let me catch you. Like me and slipping, slide right in. Can hit you with this pimpin'. Can you see us dippin'? Off to the tropics. Come back married, but that's another topic. Fast like a rocket. I can see you work it. It's been crystal clear. Now let me see you work it. Ever since the churches been me trying to see you. You're the way you got me. These girls wanna be you. I think it's kinda sweet too, the way you got me open. I like to play a fan, but now I ain't joking. For you, I quit smoking. Kicked a lot of habits. Lost a lot of weight, got straight to the cabbage. Never been a savage. I'm rough around the edges. Tonight I wanna shake and stomp like a savage. Love and affection. She could be my angel, I'll be her protection. First she said all she want is love and affection. Funk the funk that I'm sure, I'll be her protection. First she said all she want is love and affection. First she said all she want is love and affection. First she said all she wanted. First she said all she first. First she said. First she said. First she said. First she said all she was love, love and affection. She could be the pain, beans. I'll be check, check. Not a black sex. Step, quick. Fine like a dime. First she said all she want is love and affection. She could be my angel, I'll be her protection. Not a tough selection, I step to a quick. Fine like a dime, and I'm a ton of pricks. Not falling for the tricks, I'm a treat when I want to. On the dance floor in your ear, cause I want you. Easy as a 1-2, nothing gonna stop me. You beating up my heart, like Adrian and Rocky. If it was a top 3, you could be the number 1. I know you got a twin, she could be the other ones. Nothing like a one and done, I'ma be forever. Playing hard to get, only makes me more clever. Cause I could do it better than anyone approaching you. Put you in my video, just to get close to you, like the man supposed to do. Don't keep me waiting, don't be scared, baby. Tonight you just shoot.
got it going on, baby, why not flaunt it? Get it how you want it, put the sauce on it. You got it going on, baby, why not flaunt it? Get it how you want it, put the sauce on it. Get it how you want it, put the sauce on it. Get it how you want it, get it how you want it. Get it how, get it how, get it how, get it how, get it how you want it. Put the sauce on it. You got it going on, baby, why not flaunt it? Supreme Boss on it, Ricky Ross on it. Big Fry, Chicka D, Mike, you lost on it. Toss it like a salad, throwing it up, and then drop it like a hot when you're doing the front. I give you, be you, nobody can hate you. It's your money maker, James Brown.
Need a little flake, baby. Put a little sauce on it. Need a little flake, baby. Put a little sauce on it. You can do better, baby. Put a little sauce on it. I'ma be your flavor, baby. Put a little sauce on it.
Hey, y'all. Hold up, baby, let me see what you got. Hold up, baby, let me see what you got. Hold up, baby, let me see what you got. Hold up, let me hold up, baby, 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 hold up, baby, hold up, hold up, baby, let me see what you got. 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 You hotter than dreams, come, dreams come. Hold up, baby, let me see what you got. You hotter than dreams coming out the pack. Put it right there, that'll hit the spot. My sauce like juice, you can pour a lot. Hey yo, play hardball, knock it out the box. Keep the lights on, cause I like to watch. Put it on ice like a drink with rocks. Let's get the little freaky to the bowl.
Need a little flake, baby. Put a little sauce on it. Need a little flake, baby. Put a little sauce on it. You can do better, baby. Put a little sauce on it. I'ma be your flavor, baby. Put a little sauce on it. Your honey mustard, I could be your honey too. Bad apple gussie, I could be your barbecue. Bad honey mustard, I could be your honey too. Bad apple gussie. Need a little flake, baby. Put a little sauce on it. Need a flake, baby. Put a little sauce on it. You can do better, baby. Put a little sauce on it. I'ma be your flavor, baby. Put a little sauce on it.
Yeah, you know how it is. Supreme in a new experience. But you can't have half the and you can't do the Scooby without the dew. Put a little sauce on it and keep it pouring, baby. Yeah.
PLM, baby.
And that. How one does it on the ones and twos, coming from our own PLM brethren, DJ Waheed with the fantastic mix. That's how we do it each and every show, in case y'all didn't know. And for those that still don't know, now you know. That's what we do, right? So, yeah, I'm glad everybody is here joining us. So I must first say and ask, what is happening out there in virtual land? How's everybody feeling? Hopefully everybody is feeling good. I know I am, because we are back for another PLM radio exclusive. But before I go into the theatrics of it all, let me first give a shout out to my PLM brother, Mr. LeVar Evans. He is a bit under the weather and will not be joining us tonight. So please get well soon, my brother. Also, must give a shout-out to our NYC host, Andre Dwayne, who is also nursing an ailment, wishing him a speedy recovery. And while we are giving shout-outs, let me say thank you to all the millions of fans for listening in, as well as the new fans that have joined us here this evening. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with us, and we do thank you for that. And as well, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans that have served this country bravely and proudly. Thank you all for your service. And with that, let me again welcome you back to another exciting PLM exclusive right here on Spontaneous Radio Online. That's right. Miss Spontaneous, the female artist who was managed by Tupac Shakur. She is also a three-time Hall of Fame inductee, sold over 352 million of movies, and still selling today. She also has received 9 awards of her accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, our beautiful boss became the valedictorian of her class of 2020, from Full Sail University, and she will become Dr. Spontaneous of Business Administration and Strategic Marketing in December of 2024, including a second book that will be released about her life with her manager, Tupac Shakur, authored by the one and only Kevin Powell. Also, New York Times bestselling author Jeff Perlman will be releasing a Tupac Shakur biography. Miss Spontaneous will be in the book as well. So you will get to read about Miss Spontaneous and Tupac and the type of relationship that they had. The book will be released in the year 2025. Spontaneous Radio Online, the one-stop shop for all of our PLM shows and events. So please stay updated for all upcoming shows and interviews. Also, continue to email your ideas and questions to the radio show email at spontaneous@gmail.com. That's spontaneousradio@gmail.com. And again, to all the millions of fans that are tuning in, thank you. Now, for the time that you've all been waiting for, I'm going to introduce our guest for this evening. We brought him back again from the home of the Philly cheesesteak and, yes, home of the referee-loving Philly Eagles. Yeah, I said it. Yes, I did. Yeah, because I'm a little sore that my Commanders lost today, but it was a close one. So if anybody's wondering whether or not Sam Howell is the franchise quarterback for the Commanders, yes, he is. He answered that question today. He did it. He brought the team down to basically tie the game and pretty much gave Washington a chance to win. I'm saying it. But here we go. It's not about that. We are here for our guest, the party resurrector. He is the one and only here to make you get up and be somebody, show you that the past is history. The one and only Supreme the Resurrector. What is going on, my brother?
What's good?
Hey, how you been, man? How's life been treating you? What has been going on in your world?
A little bit of everything. I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. I got a lot going on, man, with the book, the EP dropped on my birthday, September 15th. Where I'm from, Past Is History is what it's all about. You know, the couple singles that we dropped, y'all played them already. The Toss On It, Past Is History, of course, which is the latest and the greatest. And we got the one coming up called Tonight, bringing that good music back. So I'm just more props to my band. Shout out to Supreme and No Experience, DJ CL Smooth, DJ Exotic D. We got a new drummer. His name is Chaz Lee Chops. And shout out to the old drummer who moved to North Carolina, Sunshine. But, you know, just trying to make history. Celebrity boxing going good. Shout out to my partner, Damon Feldman. And trying to make the world a better place, brother, man. Put smiles on people's faces again.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you. So I must say that I bought your album, by the way, and definitely get the album if you haven't gotten it yet. I definitely got it on Amazon, and let me tell you, I'm already got it on replay. I've been burning through it. I'm wearing it out. And let me first say, it's truly something that we sorely need right now.
It's definitely
back to the true essence of hip-hop, and you have definitely brought it in this album. And let me tell you, like you said, with Tonight and Past Is History, and we already talked about it off air, man. I had that thing blasting in my car. And my thing is this, if nobody's has seen the video, like, you got to check the video. Like, you really have to check the video. It is definitely on YouTube right now. You got to check the video, Past Is History, man. That track, like, yo, it's real true hip hop. And you took it back to the essence of, not only do you have the bodies moving on the floor, but you also have a message in that song. And yep. I got to ask you, like, what gave you the inspiration to write that track, Passes History?
It's a funny story, right? You know, I done wrote every album, no matter how, I guess ratchet you want to say I've been as far as party. Right. I try to give one record to God, you know what I'm saying? I write a record about my faith and what I believe in, unapologetically believe in Jesus Christ and Lord is my Savior, and I just be saying thank you, like, for whatever is going on in that particular time. But this song, it kind of wrote itself. I mean, I wouldn't say it wrote itself because I didn't have any plans of writing it. I was driving in the car long time ago. It's quite some time. Like, everything about this project has been over time, including the book, which was written at least 20 years ago. The book was actually completed, manuscript, just sitting since 2004. So this song has been around for about 10 years or more. And I was driving down the street, and the first words just hit me in my spirit. And I didn't even have a pen, paper, my phone, what I usually write on. I was just driving. It was like, I appreciate life and the will for living. Ups and downs. And I couldn't even, like, I wrote a song here and there without a pen or paper or in your mind. Or it's like how Jay-Z say they don't use pen and paper. They just write it in their head.
Right.
But these words was coming so fast. I mean, the first verse hit me, the whole first 16 bars hit me before I got down the block. It was just coming so quick, and I was frustrated because I was like, I don't have a pen, I don't have a paper. I'm actually driving. Can't even put this in my phone. So I kind of got it memorized a little bit, so I said, okay, I got this one in my head, so I can get home and write it, write down what just came to me. And then before I could even make that sentence, second verse started coming. And I was like, hold on, I ain't got the first verse written down yet.
Right.
So literally, sure, a mile or two down the road and coming back, another mile or two coming back. Time I got to the house, I had three verses done, and I just had to find the phone to put it in the phone. So the song was written.
Right.
And I was in a band called The Resurrect at the time. So I was like, yeah, I got to release this song, man. It's like God put this on my heart, and I got to release it. So we made it a demo, and it had like a Bob Marley slow beat. And they made the demo, but we just didn't touch it again. We didn't touch it for a while. So it was on like the first Resurrect demo. Never made a record. So it was just like, I got to put this song out. But it just never was the time. Or, you know, people actually was like, actually, when I actually heard it, they was like, yeah, we can't put this song out. It's too long. The hook is this. Maybe we cut the hook down. Maybe we do this. And even for this project, because the book was called Where I'm From. For the longest time, it was just titled Where I'm From. And I said, I'm going to put it called Past is History, and I'm going to release this record. And I couldn't find nobody to produce it. It was like nobody, even my own band members, they would come up with something, and the producers, it was just a fight getting the song out. Like, yo, anybody, you ain't going to preach to nobody. Anybody want to hear you preach on this record? And it was like, not even bad. Like, it was just like, you know, this not your thing. Your thing is the party. Your thing is the wobble. Your thing is the hype. Who's going to listen to you do this? And I was like, yo, I got to put the song out. And, God worked funny. 11th hour, I was like, let me call my man Smooth Man Beats, who's one of my 144,000 chosen few members, who's our main producer. I said, Smooth, I need a beat. I actually wanted it to be like a Beyonce fast joint, like how she did Frankie Beverly's. I wanted it to party.
I wanted to party.
Yeah, I said, maybe God wanted to party on this one. And I couldn't get nobody to do the beat for me. I wanted it to be a go-go record. And the demo of it, the new demo was over a go-go beat, like a treble funk. Pump Me Up. And I thought, okay, it got to be go-go, because I want this to be a party, a celebration. And then Smooth came back with that beat, and it had to write the drums on it. It just put the mood right. Like, it took me out of party mode, but it put me into groove. It put me into a funky groove. It had the old school 90s feel. It had the Public Enemy horns. It was everything that this record needed, especially being the title track of the book. And it's really, if you look at the book and read the book, and it's like the soundtrack of the book, but it actually tells what the book is about, like overcoming obstacles believing in God, mm-hmm. believing in yourself, finding your purpose. Like, the book is about me being an MC, following my dreams to do my passion and find and pursue my purpose of a higher power, mm-hmm. as opposed to just being an artist that came and went, but actually being like right. an artist that dropped a serious message. So this record, this is the beginning. So we're going to see how really far God takes this, because I felt it was written by him, and I'm just the vessel that got to say the words that he wanted me to say. And without, you know, being too preachy and Bible thumping, I'm telling you what I believe in and what I feel mm-hmm. God's message to me was to the people that he wants to reach. So I say, Lord, if you want the people to reach it, we're going to have to get it out there. And so far, the thing is really booming. And then as far as the director, I went to this new church that I've been wanting to go to for a long time, because they had like kind of spiritual open mic. And mm-hmm, I said, I just mm-hmm. want to go to an open mic where everything is positive. So I finally got to this open mic. I met this pastor named Pastor Mike. He's an MC, an artist. His name is Minister. And I met the director there because I wanted like a saved spiritual. I didn't want a ratchet director to do a spiritual song. So through this church, I met this dynamic director. I gave him my ideas. And he's like, I heard the song. I got a different vision for it. And I said, well, do your thing, because maybe God talking to you at this point, because I don't direct. So
right.
I gave you what I wanted, as long as my book is in it, as long as it's something that showed that I have a book attached to this. He's like, no problem, we'll get the book in there, but I see you in these lights, I see you with this background, I see you, and he took me to a studio, and it was just me and him. This is the first video I had without nobody in it, just me. I called everybody, I wanted everybody to be in this video, either they were sick or couldn't make it. He was like, no, right. I really feel it should be just you. I said, okay. I just followed his vision. And we came up with that video that we came out with, and it's been taking off. Like, I mean, you know, it ain't like double platinum right now, but it's on a steady climb.
Oh, it'll get there.
Everybody that see this video say that it really touches, or the words really hit them, or you're talking about me. And it was just funny. Like, everything was divine. Like I said, it was the right time to put the book out. After 20 years, it was the right time to put the song out. It was the right time to put this EP out. And the whole music is like a kind of a throwback to what music was and what we used to love, and the soul and mm-hmm. the funk and hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And with a new school feel. And me being old as I am, still being in the lane of something considered new school is amazing. I call myself an anomaly because I'm supposed to be, you know, on the 50 years of hip hop, digging in my big closet MC, but I'm still here in the loop, in the vein of what's happening, and doing it my way without being where the kids are, or without being hippity hop hop too old school where I'm out of touch. But I'm doing me. I'm doing what I feel doing. And like I said, this song is beyond me. I think it was I had an out of body experience as far as like I didn't write this song. Like I've written many a song, but I really feel I didn't write this song. I feel this song was written for me and mm-hmm. was told to me to say. And bad as I wanted to put it out years ago, timing is everything. And when you deal with the God's time, it's not your time. It's when he wants it to come out. And he put it all together. Everything I say God A&R'd this whole project. You know, I use the same engineer, which is Rich Waller, my brother, my business manager, right. and we got the tracks from. Even Tonight was an old song. We had that track for at least 10 years, and it was just like I can't put this out until it's ready. I wrote the lyrics 3 times for this song. Like I lost the lyrics one time. I had to rewrite them, and each time I wrote them. Which is another one, like, yo, I like the track. The track is so dope, you can't put anything on here. You got to talk about this. You got to talk about that. So, like, that. Nothing fit. Nothing I said fit until those last lyrics. And he was like, perfect. And when you get my man Richard Waller to say perfect, that means you got something. So the two songs that were most...
Yep.
The two songs that was, like, kind of I was struggling with became the best two songs on the record, I think.
Okay. Well, I tell you this. Now, God is telling me to play Past Is History again, if you don't mind.
Uh,
Cause
oh man,
yeah, that track.
We gotta follow. We gotta follow the king, baby.
yeah, exactly. Cause I'm hearing him screaming in my ear on it. Play it again. I'm like, yes, trust me, I'm playing it again. So again, I gotta, like they said, I'm wearing this track out. So I hope you don't mind me doing it again. So this is again Supreme.
I have no objection.
No objection.
All right. No objection. 100% concur. What do you say on the politicians? I stamp this message.
Right. It's like, we approve it, baby. We approve it. So, like I said, we're going to play this track again.
I approve that message.
You approve that message? All right, yeah. So, we definitely going to do it again. We definitely going to talk some more after the break. But here it is again. Supreme, past is history. Let's try it again, y'all.
Oh, touched by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, a lot of people going to get saved after this one. You know what I mean? I'm the vessel.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through. I appreciate life and the will for living. Ups and downs, still the gift was given. Trials and tribulations we all must go through. Faith in God is the help that molds you. Struggle and success go hand in hand. If you got the goal, God got the plan. So follow your dreams, cause they do come true. And when it's time to stand, what is you gon' do? You gon' press on through, if it's meant to be. Cause everybody got something they was sent to be. And what's meant for me, it may not be yours. So don't hate when I'm excited, but you stay bored. Cause I'm very optimistic, but not for bull. A glass half empty to me is full. So drink the drink that'll quench your thirst. But respect one another and keep love first.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through. I say the past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through.
Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ, my Lord Savior, peace for life. I pray to you that the world will see more better days, less misery. Because good and bad is like a chain reaction. There's consequences for every action. So do good deeds, good things will come. But keep in mind, thy will be done on earth and in heaven is a perfect love. And every perfect gift comes from above. And grace and favor is up to you. Expect to get dirty if it's dirt you do. And it'll hurt you too if you play too long. But keep the faith fit to make you strong. And try to right your wrongs, cause life is short. And giving thanks to God is like life support.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through. I say the past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through.
I believe we can make it out by ourselves. Please believe in the universe, we got some help. A good health and good living could be achieved. You might start from the bottom, but please believe, if you see it, you can get it. Just do what's right. Not all miracles happen overnight. Just keep your life bright and it'll help you shine. You think you ain't coming, but it's right on time. Always by your side, it'll hold you down, keeping you afloat when you supposed to drown. See, I'm a soldier now, fighting for my life. Anything supreme got, God paid the price. And nothing came cheap, easy or free. I thank the Creator for believing in me, and I'm believing in you. We're praises too, that's why we can do what we was raised to do.
The past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through. I say the past is history, the future is a mystery. Live for the present, because it is a gift to me. Ain't no telling what you can do, cause if you believe you can make it through.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Right there. And the one verse that really hit was like, not all miracles happen overnight. All miracles happen overnight. And that's what folks just got to understand, is it takes time. It's just like we talked about off air. It's anything that you're working on, it takes time. It's that work that you put into it. It's not just going to hit like as soon as you just start saying, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to jump out there and do this. It takes time to work at it. And that's for anything that you do, whatever your path in life is, be it that you're an artist, or be it that you're a doctor, or be it that you're a school teacher, be it that you're whatever you're doing, is it takes time and it takes effort, and it doesn't happen overnight. You know, I had to tell a few friends of mine the same thing. It's like, you know, and they got to the point now they understand it, where it's like, again, it just does not happen overnight. And by you putting that in there, and again, the messages that you had in that song, and I know that is resonating with somebody right now. I know it is.
Right.
And not only that, it's like, you know how it's like, you know, when it comes to a lesson with some kids, you know, it's like, you know, for them to really get it, sometimes you have to put it in something that's fun and like in a game. So this is the same thing. You know, it's like, I'm going to give you something where it's going to bob. I'm going to make you bob. I'm going to make you weave. I'm going to make you really shake your thing. But at the same time, I'm teaching you something. And that's one thing that we got out of, you know. So that's definitely one thing we definitely have to keep up. So, again, that song right there, I mean, the rest of the album is, like I said, it's dope. That's why I went and got my copy already. But the rest of the album and this song right here is dope, man. It's truly dope.
Appreciate it.
Truly dope. So, yeah, no problem. No problem. And I rarely really, you know, like really promote stuff. Like I rarely do it, you know, because a lot of times like I'm trying to hear that quality and I'm really trying to say like, all right, this is going to really go like this one here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, this, yo, it, like I said, if you're not on Amazon getting this right now, if y'all not on Amazon getting it right now, like, yeah, get it right now. Like, not now. But right now.
right this very minute.
You gotta do it. Right, at this very minute. At this very minute. Exactly. And, you know, and really to have the look of you coming back, you know, to present this. I mean, you're pretty much family right at this point. Like, you're not a stranger.
Right.
You've done, as a matter of fact, you've been here at least 4 or 5 times. You know, probably more than that. And I'm pretty sure I'm probably miscounting somewhere. So you're basically family.
I'm good.
And, you know, and really what we're doing is we're introducing you to new fans. Like, we definitely have some new fans that's listening in right now, and they want to know, like, how did you come to know Miss Spontaneous, our beautiful PLM boss? Like, they want to know. Like, all the other fans know. The millions, they already know. But the new fans, how did y'all get together? Like, how did y'all collab? So, yeah, tell that story. Like, how did you come to know our beautiful PLM boss, Miss Spontaneous, for her to be able to bring you in and just continue to show the things that you're doing? Like, how did that come to be?
Well, years ago, of course, you know, I met her like everybody else met her on VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm, right.
I was introduced to her in the 90s, in the movies.
Right.
So, you know, I've been blessed to people that I've come to admire. I've been blessed throughout the years to meet them and pretty much had great experiences beyond what I've known them for as a fan and became family and friends with them. So with her, like, I'm just on the phone with Philly, a legend from the Tough Crew, and we just was building about my song. He loved my song, Past the History, so much. But in 89, I would have never imagined someone that I'm buying their album, My Part of Town, for the first time, thinking these are the greatest rappers in the world, that years later, me and his brother is on the phone building. And same thing with Scooty D, is somebody that the gangster rap, that was a fan of his records and bought his records as a, oh, yeah, this guy is awesome, and he's from my city. To him being my OG and my friend, and the next week I got a show up. Out of all these years of knowing him, I'm finally opening up for him for the first time. So with her, of course, a cousin of mine was into music, getting into production, and he was like, you got to meet Spontaneous. And I was like, Spontaneous? Ecstasy?
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to give her your number, and she's going to call you. Oh, and we literally was on the phone the first time we talked years ago. This guy really 10 years ago. And we talked for 3 hours straight about everything except a movie. We didn't talk about no sexual, nothing. It was just a great conversation, and the mutual people that we know, like, I never knew she was a musician or she played drums, or I didn't even know she was from Philadelphia, to be honest with you, until that conversation. We had And what really amazed me at the time, and it still amazes me, that we can get on the phone and we'll talk politics and current events and what's happening. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, at the time it was about music. She was putting together a crew of MCs and different artists she was building with, and my cousin, I guess he wanted to produce her or whatever. He had beats for her, but we forgot all about him and just started talking about the things that we were doing and things how we connected, and we became really cool after that conversation. So, of course, I'm like, yeah, I was just on the phone with Spontaneous for 3 hours. Right. And we just talked about right. everything under the sun that made sense. Nothing that we talked about was dumb or stupid or, you know, like I said, I wasn't fanning out, and she wasn't, you know, oh, you're a rapper. It was like, yo, first time we met, it felt like we like known each other forever. So since then, right. we had to host a show. We had to host an event together in Allentown, okay. and we met face-to-face. So now it's like meeting an old friend at this point, like not like, okay, this is the first time I meet you face-to-face. It's like, yo, what's up? Finally, you yep. had this different phone conversation. And we hosted the show together, and it was a successful show. And that even got us even closer. And from there, she's been inviting me to, you know, she's been having these celebrity birthday parties. And I've been mm-hmm. invited. And then she took it one step beyond and was like, yo, I'm having a birthday party with my family. And just family and friends, and I want you to come. And I met her family, like her. Right. It was a birthday party. And I still like, yo, I'm at this fabulous woman's birthday party. Like, you know, she didn't have to invite me. Like, I could have went to the star-studded birthday party with Big Daddy Kane's and the other rappers. But I'm here. We sitting at a birthday table eating dinner and having a great celebration for her birthday with her family. And they were just the nicest, sweetest people in the world, which you could see where she get, you know, her sweetness and her personality came from, with her folks and mm-hmm. her relatives, and it was kids there. It was just amazing. So everything that we've been through, and like I said, we only seen each other about a handful of times, if that. But right. our conversations, right. and she's always included me in everything. When she had her musical group that she had touring with, she would call me, keep me updated on what's going on with them and mm-hmm. how they moving around. And she'll call me from different countries. I'm like, I'm here in Japan, and I just wanted to say hi to you and say hi, make sure you're good. So it just meant a lot to me. So and of course, with the radio show, she invited me on the round table to talk with Dr. Dre and, you know, and different mm-hmm. people that we. And like I say, I'm a kid that I watch Yo MTV Raps all the time. So through
right.
her,
right,
we're at a round table talking about the current events and affairs of America, or, you know, what's going on in the world. Right. And it's like, right. wow, like, are you kidding me? Like, I watch this band every, you know, 5 days a week, him and their lover, and now we're on the phone and, yep. and having intelligent conversation about life and what's going on. Yep. So it was always mm-hmm. very intellectual with her. And she's always included me on everything she's doing. Every celebrity birthday party she's ever invited me to, I've been like I said, through the COVID, we had to do everything on radio. So I've been invited several. I get new projects come out. I met you through her, and you mm-hmm. came to Philly mm-hmm. and seen yep. the show, and we've been building ever since, and on social media together as yep. like buddies. And next thing, and like I said, every time I've been on the show, it's been a great experience as far as like promoting what I'm doing. It's been, you know, it's one thing to go on radio stations and radio shows and do your job as far as promote what you got to promote or talk about what they want you to talk about. But yep. it's one thing to go on these radio shows and enjoy yourself and have a good conversation, and it's like family. So this is what it's like. But that's how we met, and that's how our relationship has been over the last, it had to be at least over 10 years that we've had a great relationship. Over 10 years that we've been doing this. And lately, we've been killing it on the radio. Like killing it. And anything happened in Philly, I know I'm going to get a phone call spontaneously. Right. Like, what's going on with this? And like I said, we got a mutual buddy, one of the greatest guitar players in the world, Mike Tyler, and that's her mentor
mm-hmm.
and friend.
Right.
And he's my mentor and friend. So we keep up on him and make sure he's good and finding out what's happening with him. So it was just like all these mutual friends. Like I said, I never knew she was from Philadelphia. And just to know that a fellow sister from Philadelphia doing great, doing the schooling and all, getting to become a doctor. Like, I just seen all that. I remember when she registered. They say, I'm going to school. Yeah. I was like, ah, that's what's up. And then I was like, I'm the top of my class, and now I'm about to be a doctor. And I wrote a book. And then to know that, you know, I never met Tupac, but I've opened up for Biggie Smalls. I've met pretty much every rapper in the game, as far as, you know, through my affiliation with television, Urban Expressions, and the things that I've done through my career. But just to know somebody that was just that close to Tupac means a lot to me because, you know, he was still is a polarizing figure. Like, he immortalized in the minds of kids and grown-ups, and this polarizing historical figure, God rest his soul, was her manager and friend and great friend. Like, I feel like just whatever the magic that she hit on me to make me, like, just fall in love with her as far as, like, just beautiful person. I can imagine him just same way, you know what I mean? Like, yo, this girl is awesome. And next thing you know, like, the first female artist managed by Tupac, that says a lot.
Yep.
Like, can anybody say that? Can any male artist outside of the Outlaws say that they was managed by Tupac? Like, that's awesome.
Right.
Phenomenal woman that allowed me to be a part of her world. You know what I'm saying?
And that's always a blessing, man. That's always a blessing. You know, definitely to be a You know, and to be a part of a circle, it's something special, you know, and that's, you know, because that's the thing, because she don't let just any and everybody into her circle, you know what I mean?
That's what I was about to say. Everybody and everybody wasn't at that birthday. I was the only, you know, outside person that wasn't family at the birthday party. So
right.
I was really like, wow.
Right.
Like, okay. You moving up in the world, Mr. Carter. You up there, you know what I mean? You know, like, we had the family table now, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt that you gotta really trust somebody to invite them to. Like I said, it wasn't a whole bunch of rappers there. Like I said, she was like, that's the later party, that's where all the celebrities and everybody will be at the other party, but this is my family birthday party. I want you to come. I want you to meet my family. I was like, wow, okay. It's humbling. It's very humbling because, you know, this is a superstar.
Yeah, definitely.
It still is a superstar. Like I said, you know what I mean? And even if she's trying to be low-key, man, you keep trying to play low-key like she's an everyday person. I'm like, nah, you're a, I mean, you could play that if you want to, but your name ain't Bell, baby.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, if you don't know who Spontaneous is, like, you've been hiding underneath a rock somewhere. Like, you just was down there in some tunnel, you know. You just ain't come out, you know, enough. You know,
ain't come
sunlight,
out.
You know what I mean? You're right.
You ain't come out. You haven't lived yet unless you get to know her.
Right.
Or you've seen her. Right. Or, you know, You see her, she's beautiful. So, you know, you gotta applaud the sister for doing the things she's done and making the moves she's on. And it ain't over. Like I said, with my thing is, I'm in the second half of the game now. So we're gonna see if we can make the second half even greater than the first half.
Of course. And usually it becomes that way.
Mystery, baby.
Usually it comes that way. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, we all got to grow up, and we can't stay in the same spot, man. That's your past. Let it go. Things become new. Like I said in the Bible, Corinthians 2:5-17. You know, new man in Christ. Old things is old, and everything is new. You know what I mean?
There you go. And I must say, speaking of the past, because I definitely want to go back to your book and I want to, just like you said, in 2004, that's really when you started. Because if anybody's gotten the book, you see, like, in the preface where you actually mention this, where it's like 2004 is when you really started writing this book. And right. What I'm curious about is what said now is the time to put it out? Like, what told you, said now is the perfect time for me to actually put this book out?
All right, like I said, the book was written, got the manuscript. I did it out of a publisher, seeing me and my producer, Dr. Shock, speak at a for the youth, which we do all the time. And he was just hearing mm-hmm. our stories. It was like, yo, y'all should write a book. And I was like, I just read Mace's book. And I was like, if okay. we can get a book, I can get a book. And, you know, most all right. the artists' book is written by somebody, and they're the, you know, it's them and then a writer who wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't mm-hmm. And the guy was like, you can get a writer to write your book. I was like, nope, I'm going to write my own book. And I actually spoke to a recorder, told my story to the recorder, wrote everything down in composition books. And then I was like, 2004, I was like, I didn't even get my first band, you know, get started in my first band real good when that book was done, right. which was Simple and Supreme at the time. That's when I first just met Simple and Supreme, and we formed the band, my first band.
Right.
And I was like, who am I to put this book out at this time? You know what I mean? And I'll play,
right.
and I'll publish it. I have accomplished everything that I said I accomplished in the book, because I wrote the book, and
yep.
my story is phenomenal. But I
yep.
was like, who's going to buy this book now? What have I done for people to run to this bookstore? So it just sat. It sat CD-ROM in my
wow.
notes.
Wow.
I put all my notes in an intro. And I made 10 copies, and I just gave 10 people just so they could read it. And everybody liked it. But I just didn't feel in my heart that it was – I felt I was going to be stuck in the house with 100 boxes of books that nobody care about.
Right.
And I felt I had more living to do, so I said, I'll write the later chapters as I go along
yeah.
and see how life goes. And then, as that happens, time goes by, another 10 years, and he's like, oh, well. And then I forgot about the book.
Like, right.
But my ex-girlfriend was like, I was digging in the basement, and I found your book. And I read it again, was like, wow, this book is dope. And then my friend Shelly Shell from Urban Expressions was like, hey, Supreme, whatever happened to that book? I was like, I have it. I just got it back. It's got dust all on it. I was like,
right.
And she was like, you got to put that out before 2023 is over. You need to put this book out. And I was like, well, how am I going to put the book out? Man, like, I got to write 20 more years and make people catch up. So I was like, that's another 20 more chapters. So anyway, my partner Damon Feldman was like, you know, man, you need to put a book out. I put a book out because, you know, he got the 16-minute man, and, you know, we've been doing celebrity boxing for a while. And he was like, you need a book.
Yeah.
I was like, I got one. And he was like, well, let me read it. So I let him see it, and he was like, yo, you got to tell everybody you're coming out with a book. And we did a TikTok. I said, hey, y'all,
okay.
I got the book written. It's coming out. And it went crazy. Like, it got so many hits. That people, like, if you put a book out, I'd definitely buy it. And it was the signs were saying, put the book out. So, of course, I had to hire me a book coach because I was like, all right, I'm going to do this right. So I got a young lady that put out several books, Carolyn Wilson. I hired her as my book coach, and she
mm-hmm.
coached me along. But she basically didn't do anything for me as far as, like, okay, now I'm going to take your book and put it out for you. She was like, okay, this is what we need to do. And I went through... What they didn't have when I wrote the book, they didn't have Book Baby, which, you know, we went through CD Baby for CDs, but now they have Book Baby. So you don't have to find
okay.
those janky publishers. You don't have to get signed to Simon & Schuster. You can put your own book out through bookbaby.com, and these guys will walk you through everything you need. So, of course, first thing, all I got is a binder with the book done with a hell of a lot of misspellings and typos and errors because, you know, we wrote it as is. And they was like, well, now you got to get it on a computer. And I hate computers, but I just got
right,
the computer. So I was like, and I had this computer, and I guess I got it at the right time because it was like, oh, my God, I got to retype this whole thing. And I still got to write the last chapters to catch everybody up to what's going on now. And I just thought I said, you know what, I'm going to do a preface. So I did the preface and kind of caught everybody up to what's happening now. And it was a nice nice chapter about what's all our accolades now. And then I say, okay, now you're going to go back to the beginning, which is when I fell in love with hip hop from 79. And it takes you to that story to 2003. So now actually I got all that done. So I needed to get it on computer, get it on a flash drive or something. But I didn't know, I forgot what the girl put the thing on. So I was like, it got to be on a floppy disk. And of course, something led me to my CD case where I put all my old albums. Every album I do, I just put the copy of the album in this case. That's all my music, right? So I'm flipping through it, and next thing I see is Supreme's book. And I was like, what? Here it is right here. On the CD-ROM. I was like, yo, I got to get this on the flash drive. And everybody like, I ain't got no CD-ROM. my computer, I don't have a CD-ROM. I went to Staples, and Staples put it on flash drive for me for $10. And then I stuck it in the computer, and my whole life just came up on Word document. And I went through it with a fine-tooth comb and edited it. And my book coach, she was my second eyes to edit it with me, and she helped me format it and put the table of content together and tell me, okay, this is step two, this is what we got to do now. This is step three, this is what you got, and what you're going to say, this is what I have to do for you. It was like, this is what you have to do now. This is your assignment for the next step. This is your assignment for the next step. And, until eventually, like I said, the book was, I had the date that I wanted it to come out on my birthday, September 15th. And I wanted to put an album out September 15th on my birthday. So this is around, I guess, the whole 2023 from January, and I was done everything in June. And I got my box of books because I ordered some physicals. My physicals came back in the mail in July, like around July, August. So it gave me like, and they was like, don't, because I was ready to go sell them and string them like dope. And then like, nah, you got to wait. Now, if you want to do your pre-sales, you can do your pre-sales, but you can't, don't sell the book to nobody. And, you know, a few people you want to give them the book so they can review it, so you can have different people that have early reviews of it. And so very important people I give the actual book to. And then, you know, I just had to sit on it, keep promoting, and have flyers done. So everything I needed to get done for flyers and promotions, and I wanted a slide-up banner because I seen all the authors when they had their table, they had slide. So Mirror Image, my buddy Brian Cronin hooked me up with my flyer, my graphics, the slide-up, I guess they call it a shade stand or whatever it's called, but my slide-up, built my banner, my slide-up banner. So that was done.
Okay.
So I had a lot of work to do before the book actually was released. So, and I got it all done, and we had one of the most phenomenal book release parties and concerts at the Warehouse, which is a beautiful place. We just played there Friday for the anniversary of the owner, his birthday, and the 8th year of the club. Like, first time I played, I was like, y'all want to have my book release party here. And the 16th of September, all the people that came in, like, just because I sold them to different authors. Like, if you had a book, I bought your book. So I got all these books I bought. I read them. Like, the one that stood out was John Faze. He's a musician from Philly. And he wrote his book, and he wrote a fabulous book. And I was like, and you know, he's my brother in music, and I supported his book. I supported Carolyn Wilson and her books. That my DJ is actually in one him story, and she had her story, and she's been killing it. So I thanked all these people in my book, and the next thing you know, it's here. And the story is about my love of hip-hop and how I got into it, how I stayed with it, how I got through the ups and downs of it, how I went through different group breakups, how I went through management, different managers, and how I persevered to get, you know, around getting through radio, how I made my connections with the promoters of the city, how I became a television host, how I became a movie, it's like a blueprint of how to get into the music business and stick to your goals and dreams if you're chasing them and doing it the right way. But I could have made a lot of wrong turns, but through my producer, who is the story of Supreme and Dr. Shop. which is my first producer, and how we got down and how we learned the business and did the business, and really, I mean, we're not at the finish line, but because we're still running the race. But at the same time, that part of the race was told, and it was like bearing my soul, man. It was like getting it all off my chest. I felt so relieved. So no matter what with my kids, if anything ever happened to me, or when it does, when it's my time to go, I have something in this earth that say I was here and this is what I did. Mm. And here's the music. Mm. And you know, my music is attached with a great message, a great book, a great EP. It just means the most to me as being Supreme the Resurrector. If I go away, because I do want to fall into the background. I don't want to stop doing music, but I just don't want to. And I, if I'm Supreme the Resurrector forever, like even the band, I want the band to be the forefront. I'm a member of a band. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But at the same time, if it ever does happen, Supreme the Resurrector had a great story to tell, and it was told. So that was the process of it, but to see it all come to fruition, even on Instagram, you can see I put side by side to tell everybody, hey y'all, I got the manuscript written, a book is coming soon, to the video of me receiving my first hard copy, holding them up, and the footage thanks to my partner, other artists that I work with, Lisi B. She documented my album release, my book album release party, and it was just a great time, great show, great club, great people. All the people that came through to support me, it blew my mind. Signed a lot of autographs, and I sold a lot before. Pre-sales was good. We actually became a Amazon bestseller. I think number five on autobiographies of hip hop, right behind my brother Black Thought in his book for the pre-sales.
Nice.
So I can say that I'm an Amazon bestseller.
All right.
And eventually, if it sells enough, you know.
I gotta put applause on that one, brother. I had to put applause
thank
on
you,
that
thank
one.
You. it was well deserved and needed. Sometimes I got to look in the mirror and clap for myself, like, yo, you did that.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of, like I said, it's a lot of work, but people just see it get done. It seems easy, but when looking back, it was nothing easy. In the song, it said, nothing came cheap, easy, or free. I thank the creator for believing in me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
and as Carolyn always say, and Shelly, you got the assignment.
Oh, I think you're breaking up there a little bit.
Okay.
Yep, just barely. You coming back in? I think. Yep, you back?
Yeah. Okay. Hello?
Yep. It's like in and out. Yep. Hello? Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. My bad.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Yep. Now you're good.
Good.
Yeah.
So it was everything. It was what they say in the Bible. It was written, and that's how I felt the whole time. I just felt that it was written. It has to be told. It has to be told, and it only can be told by me. And the music has to be me. And this is a great summary. Like I said, it was a great closure of being the resurrected chapter. And now we're looking forward to seeing what's going to happen next. Like, what's the results of all of this? You know what I'm saying? What was all of this for? What's going to be the reason for me doing all of this? Because there got to be a purpose for all of this. Everything that I've done, there has to be a reason for it.
You're right about that.
I'm looking forward to finding, and like you know, what I'm saying at this point, the age I am, I say I surrender, and I want to do everything that God want me to do. I want to do what my family want me to do. I just want to do great by everything in my works. I want to do right by my friendships, my relationships, my life and everything. Like my future with celebrity boxing. I just want to be a great partner to everything that I was a part of. I wanted to I want to see the fruit of the labor, basically. The harvest of all the planting. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay. And one thing I can definitely say is, you know, again, and we talked about it at length before, you know, when it comes to that result is, you know, like you said, it's like, okay, now, you know, you put the work in, you see the results. It's like, okay, you know, what is this for? You know, I'm pretty sure it's like, you know, you do ask those questions, you know, and I'm pretty sure it's always going to be at least one person that's watching. And that's one thing that when it comes to me being a DJ is, you know, it's like, okay, I know, like, you know, you're going to have days where you're going to have those that you're going to have a packed house, where you're going to have those where you may have, you know, one or two people, right? And, you know, it's like you still have that drive because it only takes one person to say, hey, I saw you and it inspired me to do this. And I know if I take you and bring you here, then it's really on the flourish. You know, and a lot of times it does come down to that. You know what I mean? So just like you said, it's like, you know, what am I doing this for? And, you know, and the good thing is you definitely have that passion and it shows. It shows, you know, because just like we talk about, you know, how we met and, you know, the show that you did. And one thing I can tell you is like when I saw that show that you did in Philly and, you know, you had the Crazy Clown Posse, you know, I never will forget that as long as I live. You know, and to see how you got up there, and definitely shout out to Priest, man, and you know, and to do what y'all did, it was something else, man. I mean, the crowd was electric, and that just said to me like, yo, this is truly someone that is really taking it the way it should be, you know, especially now, and as you already know, you know, celebrating 50 years of hip hop. You know, and just to see, you know, how hip hop has transcended and how it's changed and how it's really influenced a lot of people, and having you to be a part of that is something truly special. And that's definitely one thing I definitely wanted to ask you, like, you know, again, 50 years and being in that hip hop culture and be, you know, and definitely be one of those ones to definitely help change it and help, you know, definitely help it to move. And I always wanted to get your take on this. Is what do you feel is the state of hip hop now, and how much further do you think it could go? Like, you know, because again, you're part of that. You are part of that. What? You know, you're definitely one of those ones that's been there in those trenches. So, how would you feel? Like, what do you feel is the state of hip hop, and how much further can it go?
Well, as far as the book coming out and the record coming out, and it came out on the 50th year of hip hop. And that's not – none of that was on purpose. So it was just like divine timing. Again, we talk about divine timing. So as far as the 50 years of hip-hop go, I think my contribution, I think I did a great job in it. I'm glad I got to tell at least 30 years of my story, the Philadelphia story, which is always kind of overlooked a lot. Like we've had superstars that were just as big as the stars of New York. We were the cousin of New York because we were like right – you know, next door to each other. And the props that I gave these guys in this city and the Lady B's and all our radio personalities that I work with, the promotional guys that I work with, the artists that I work with, the artists that inspired me and the artists that I inspired. And my story is my story through my eyes. Now, looking forward, like my daughter, I see has glimmers of wanting to do this. And had talent to do as far as like my little 17-year-old baby, and I'm like, is this what it's all for? That I give everything I got to her, and like even if my dream didn't get fulfilled the way I wanted it to be, because I wanted to be a superstar 20 years ago, you know what I mean? But if I become Billy Ray Cyrus and she become Miley Cyrus, I still win. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So far the future of hip hop, like if she really takes the car that I finished, that I drove all this time and got it through the bullets and I got it all shot up and the car survived and I get out of it and remake it and get it all cleaned up, so she can get in the driver's seat and drive. I know she's in a great car that took a great journey, right? And she's going to go out there with some great knowledge from her dad. Now, as far as the other artists out here doing it now, only thing I should say about hip-hop that I like from the past that I'm not really too happy about with now is that it's not enough variety. Like, we had a little bit of everything where you could have, like, in my day, which is the, I come in really in the golden age when it was pretty much the, I would consider the 90s to early 2000s the best years of hip-hop. And that's when I was really running in it. And we had Hammer, Two Live Crew, NWA, Public Enemy. For every NWA, there was a Public Enemy. For every Tribe Called Quest, we had a Big Daddy Kane, you had a Rakim.
Yep.
You had nobody sounded the same. You had crews like the Juice Crew. You had the Native Tongues. You had everybody flourished. Everybody got money. I mean,
everybody.
We might not got the money that these kids get now because these kids is killing it far as financial.
Oh, yeah. The
like,
man,
the things that these children
money.
Are doing now is getting money, private jet, but they also bringing a lot of a danger to the game because a lot of them are losing their name.
Yep.
Like, you could count on, well, you know, we're losing a lot of legends, you know, due to old age or, you know, sicknesses or whatever. But these kids are losing their peers' number speed due to violence and due to going to jail, death. It's like it's something on music that's demonic, and it's being pushed like it's the greatest thing in the world. But the results are horrible. It's not getting like oh my God. Getting just as dangerous as hip hop. Getting the lyricism is getting incredible. It's like the lyrics is getting dumber.
Yep.
The violence is getting greater, and the attention that you're getting as far as to become a star is, I know a lot of these artists because of the antics more than the music. And I think it's also because it's flooded. It's too much going on, and it's too easy to put records out. Man, you had to be good to have a record out. And if you had a record that was bad, it was, if you had a bad record, your record didn't come nowhere near.
Nope.
We strive to be as good as the greatest.
Right.
Now, the bar is so low, access to the industry is so independent. I mean, they don't even have to have record labels buying on. All you got to do is have a following.
Yeah, that's it.
And now you're a star. And if you can get you a podcast or a blogger that can talk about you, and the more, the only way they talk about you is the stupidity. So the more dumb stuff you do, the more famous you get. The more steps you fall down, the more people you shoot, the more famous you get. But what does that do for hip-hop as a culture? It makes it seem like hip-hop was a man. If hip-hop was a man, he became a 50-year-old man. At this point, that brother should be pulling his pants up. He should be wearing a shoe every once in a while, maybe a button down. He should have a little gray in his beard. He should be so intelligent for his life experiences and music. Hip hop is like it's going backwards. It's like the man that's a 50-year-old man got skinny jeans on and jeans is down to his butt. And his you know, his talking, like these kids doing, like me and you are having a conversation. I see these kids do their interviews. I'm like, yo, where is where are your A&Rs? Where is your manager? Because even the record labels used to put you through what do you call it? A classes so they know how to talk.
They trained
when you get on the radio.
They trained you.
Trained you. Like these kids are like, we're beyond training. We don't need no trainer. I sold a million records.
Nope.
And
they just go out there.
And they ain't listening to us because they're like, it's your fault.
Nope.
You supposed to have taught them. I mean, I done taught a lot of people. And some of them went right, some of them went wrong. But the ones that went wrong come to me later and be like, y'all should have listened to you, OG, because you was telling me the right thing to do. But they're following kids that's out there running wild and doing their thing. Mm-hmm. And they making a lot of money, making a fool of themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists, like far as the older artists, we feel like, oh my God, for us to be relevant, we got to talk what they talking. We got to get sturdy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do the dances that my daughters is doing. I'm not TikToking every 5 minutes. I'm on TikTok, but you're going to see me doing some intelligent things on TikTok, man. I'm not trying to go viral being no fool. The clownest thing I did and went viral forward when me and Stitches was about to fight celebrity boxing. But but these kids is going viral for something stupid every week. And it's like, are you crazy? And the ladies, and I got two daughters, right? And like I said, one is aspiring to be an artist one day.
Mm-hmm.
Got to look up to, like she is, and the ones that she should look up to and could look up to, they're not the ones that's getting the play. They're not the ones that's making all the money. The ones that's making the money and getting the play is half naked on the stage, and I'm a man. I could appreciate a good woman and a naked woman like anybody else, but at the same time, you know, I want my child to wake up in the morning, the first thing she sees is somebody's ass cheeks on the award show.
Yeah.
And the girl is a beautiful, and she's a beautiful young lady, but I don't know what she's saying. I don't know what her song is about. I just know her butt was out. You know what I'm saying? Is this what I say with black people? It's like, is this what Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X died for us to be out here shooting and killing each other? And for the ladies, I say, is this what Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah, MC Light, dignified queens of hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
Some MCs out there. I just met a young lady named Jar Day last night. Young girl, she was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful look, nice, classy. Paying homage to 50 years of hip hop. A lot of these kids don't even remember or care where they came from. It's like, how are you gonna take what we built forward, and you don't even care about what we did, because what we did don't mean nothing to you, because you're making more money than we ever did in our lives. But at the same time, your white kids are picking up guitars and wanting to be in the rock band, and they remember Guns N' Roses, and they remember Red Hot Chili Pepper, and they want to become a star in music because they Ozzy. Like, our old rappers is old dudes that was talking, but we were the most skillful people. We had the most intelligent raps of the time. Man, Public Enemy should be the president of the hip hop world at this time, as far as somebody paying homage to. Man, these kids don't even know who Public Enemy is. I mean, the only reason they know Flavor Flav is because of Flavor of Love.
That's it.
So as far as where hip-hop is going, man, and the funny thing about it, I think masses are getting a little tired of it. Okay, we let it go on for about 10 years, 10 years of the mumble, 10 years of the what the hell is they talking about. Now it's like, the kids is even wanting real music. So when they hear my songs, they be like, yo, that's on fire, OG.
It's
because you've been eating chicken nuggets, man. You ain't had no Thanksgiving meal, man. And the kids can put out an album. Like, I'm not putting out another. I'm living off this EP for a while. I want to tour on it.
This kid
will put out an album week.
Yeah.
DJs is getting flooded, so they not having no variety. Like, you're a DJ. I'm sure your inbox is full of my record. Then if it gets to the point of they're not getting your attention, then they want to buy you. And they want to buy, I don't feel like doing this, putting up the posters on the wall and doing 30 years of what Supreme did from what I read in this book. He put in work. I'm going to just pay to get the algorithm world that I'm a star. I'm going to pay for 100,000 views and likes. And now I'm a celebrity. Get on TikTok. And I'm gonna get somebody. And I'm gonna pay. It's pay to play. Instead of working your way as the opening act till you work your butt off to become the headliner, I'm gonna pay $30,000 and I want to be the headliner tomorrow. And greedy people are like, all right, give me $30,000 and you can have your own show. It'll be five people in the audience. But you're going to be playing this big old venue. She's going to play this. And it's like, do y'all see the results of pay to play?
Yeah.
You're not getting your money's worth. You're paying so much money to become a star, and that's all you care about. You're not doing the work that it takes to become a star. Every star from Spontaneous
Gypsy Kane, to Tough Crew, to Schoolie D, to the MC Breezes, everyone that inspired me, to Lady B, from coming from HAT Radio on AM to her show now. She's in the game still, 40 years later, still breaking records and the number one show in Philadelphia. But she worked her behind off. You know what I mean? All my Urban Expression alumni, we worked our butts off to be, and we did a lot of it for free. And we didn't get paid right, and we didn't get nothing that we were supposed to get, didn't get right to make sure that you, next generation, can get your money. And like Jay-Z said, I'm burning these dudes for what they did to the Cold Crush. And that's him paying homage to the Cold Crush brothers. Man, these kids ain't going to pay homage to none of us.
No.
Grab them by the collar and say, hey, young person, there's a right and a wrong way to do this, and you guys are doing it the wrong way, and you're killing the game to the point you don't even want to claim hip-hop. They're like, I ain't no hip-hop. I'm a rock star. I'm like, nah, bro, you still doing what we did. You're doing hip-hop, and you're killing it.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
Or you're going to, you know, you can't tell a story about selling drugs without giving the side of the part of the drug dealing dealer going to jail. Or the, you know what I mean?
But a lot of, drug dealers, and that's the thing, a lot of them haven't even sold an ounce of drugs at all. And they just pretended. That's what makes it even more messed up.
So I find myself to be the realest in this game and to be an open book. These kids are so fake, and when they get exposed, their whole career go down the toilet because everything that you portrayed yourself to be was a lie. Now it's over for you. Like, next guy, he comes in and just takes your spot and come with a bigger lie until his day is over. So I'm but I'm just happy that, you know, like a lot of the older artists are still around.
Yes.
Good music and good classics to the people and the fans overseas and the fans here that want it. So maybe we'll wake up and say, okay, we were asleep for the last 10, 15 years. And I call it dumb music. I say, dumb music took over for a long time. Like, we got to get some intelligent raps back, man. You know what I mean? Like, and there's a place for Sexy Red, and there's a place for Ice Spice.
Yeah.
There was a place for Uncle Luke. There was a place for N.W.A. But, like, you're wearing your face all day. It's like Black History with them. You had to go find that stuff. You had to go find your red box, Richard Pryor records. Man, Richard Pryor wasn't on primetime TV. You had to listen to the albums in the dark. You had to find it under your mom's bed. Your Playboy magazine. You had to do to see what, you know what you had to do to see a naked woman? You know what you had to go through to get an X-rated tape? Now you just get on the phone and say naked. You say butt naked. Your whole mind will be saturated with so much. You go on Instagram and just scroll, and everything you see is a girl walking for 5 seconds and with some music, show her butt. And it's like, is this what the world of modeling, is this what Imani and all these models came up through the world of modeling, and you had to go to modeling school, and you had to get picked by the top agents to wear Louis Vuitton and walk down the runway? Now all you got to do is just take a picture of your butt and spin around and show your toes. Yep. And it's on Instagram. It's like
on Instagram,
nothing from these kids. Instagram is a G-string away from a vagina.
Yep.
If that.
Pretty much.
The only thing you don't do on Instagram is sex. And as far as the rumbling go, like if I say I'm going to fight somebody, I get struck. Thing I scroll up is fighting. I'm like, well, where are they banned? How come they ain't get banned off of the? How come they ain't get banned off of Instagram? I get banned and say I'm killing the game, and they're like, oh, that violates our speech. But hold on, I violate the speech by saying something, but these two dudes is poking each other in the eye.
Yep.
Man, are you kidding me? And then the fact that you know we were, me and Tone Love was talking about this also. Hip-hop used to be the CNN of the ghetto, meaning that, yes we are reporting the dirty stuff that goes on in D.C., Philly, L.A., the stuff that, you know, the regular news ain't going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it like we're going to tell the story of what's happening in these streets. And we're going to tell it.
You said it.
So we can get some aid, some help, or help ourselves to do what we got to do. But what's going on? Is nobody said anything about this war going on? Like it don't even exist. We just got to walk on stage with our stack of money in our ear. Like, we are oblivious to everything in the world. We got our, and the men got the pocketbooks. The girls got the girls. I don't know, and you can't speak your mind. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm cancel me, because I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm, like I said, I respect your radio station. I don't cuss in my music anyway, so me cussing, you know, ain't no big deal. But as far as my opinion, I'm going to say something about my opinion or something that don't go agree with my religion or belief. And I'm going to get canceled because I offended somebody. Well, you're just going to have to be offended, man. Grow up. Become.
Life is
ups and downs. The people going to talk about you. You can't censor somebody. Because now stars are scared to say what they feel. Comedians are scared to be funny. A comedian from the 90s, like an Eddie Murphy, would be canceled so fast in this generation. And like I said, cancel me because I'm going to say what I want to say. If it's on my mind, I'm going to say it. And the difference between me and just being blatantly ignorant is I respect. So whatever you do in your bedroom, it's you.
Right.
I can have
an
opinion on it, especially if you put it in my face. You're going to put it in my face and I can't speak on it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. That,
if you want to be, if you want to do it to sheep, dogs, my face, because I'm gonna say something if I see it.
Right.
And I'm gonna be like, "You nasty," and I'm offended. He hurt my feelings because I was doing it to this dog, and he saw me, and now he upset about it. Let's cancel him, America.
Right.
Yeah, you violated his rights. I was like, "Yo, this world is becoming a bunch of sad age.
Yeah,
so much real stuff going on, and so many like what's going on in Israel and Palestine." Peace to all. You know, I hope we have peace. You know, my thing is, like I said, I pray for the world so the world can see more better days and less misery. You know what I'm saying? That's just a general prayer. I don't have to say, I support Palestine. I support Israel. Because if you take a stand, somebody's going to be mad at you. Man, I just want peace for all. I want everybody. I want to live and I want to let live. But don't violate.
There you go.
Don't encroach on how I live, and I'm not going to encroach on how you live. How you want to live is how you want to live. And if I speak on it, I speak on it. It still ain't going to stop you from living. And if you speak on mine, as long as you don't put your hands on me or do anything to me or my children, we fine. Do your thing, man. This is what they call freedom of speech. Even God gave everybody a free will to do what you want to do.
Right.
You can do the right thing with your will, you can do the wrong thing with your will. But don't get in my lane trying to mess up my thing. So yeah, hip hop is in. I say it's it has a chance to become bring dead things to life. So if I'm a performer and you perform with me and you one of these new dudes that's making a lot of money and you get on stage with your mumbling and your nonsense, I'm gonna come on stage with the real. You're gonna see, do you like my real? And how I had the whole party hopping, and you stood there in one spot with your head down, with your hood on, and mumbling.
Yeah.
And yeah, you sold more records, and you got more fans, and you got a zillion thousand followers on Instagram. But your reel is tainted, and it's going to show when we get on that stage. So like, I take it like George Clinton. Hey, I cried two tears in the bucket. Let's take it to the stage, sucker. You know what I'm saying? Take it to the stage. Like, you want to see who real? You bring your 100,000 followers. I bring my little 11,000, and we'll get on stage and we see who rocked the best.
And see that's and Spawn agrees. Yeah, she agreed with you because like you said before, like you know she will speak her mind as well. So yeah, you and her on that same wavelength. Yeah. And like you said, it's definitely become that state where it's like, and I always looked at it as like, all right, everybody just became wussified in my estimation, you know, and I've always felt that way. It's like, you know, it got to a point where, you know, you've grown up a certain way, I've grown up a certain way, and trust me, with me growing up, and I was, you know, I was telling somebody, and I was actually telling some youngsters this, I said, I come from an era where friends of mine that I was growing up with, and what we did, you know, we played football, basketball, whatever the case was. but we would see people get hit by buses, and we'll bounce right back up. Like, you know, like it didn't happen. You know, like, you know, you could just go through anything and, you know, and you know what I mean? Like that's what it was, you know, and the same thing with hip hop. It's like, you know, it's, we've just gone down that slope where it's just got soft. It just really has gotten soft, you know.
It got soft. And you give us all these social media platforms, TikTok,
yeah,
and Instagram, and Facebook, and IG, and all this Twitter,
yeah,
whatever you call it.
Yep.
You give us all this
yeah,
stuff
well,
where we can
know,
tell
yeah.
you, and YouTube, and we can tell you all
yep.
our opinion, but you're going to tell us what we can say and what we can't say. There's something
exactly.
wrong with that. If nobody sees something
yeah.
ain't wrong, hey, it's like you're giving us rope so we can hang ourselves.
Right. You want freedom of speech, but you really don't want freedom of speech. It's
right. Hey, you got freedom of speech. You got freedom of speech, but watch what you say.
There you go. And you pretty much hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's something where, again, it's like, you know, we as a society just have to, like, you know what? Like, things are going to happen. Everything's not going to be, you know, sugar and spice. And I think that's what we're trying to get to. It's like everybody's not going to agree with everything. And we just got to get to the point. It's like, okay, I'm not going to agree with you, but it doesn't shape and it doesn't stop how I'm going to move and how I'm going to think.
And
you know,
you got to
yeah.
agree to disagree.
Disagree. There you go.
Respectfully agree to disagree? And can we correct
right.
each other in love? Like if
yeah.
if I didn't get my ass whipped for some of the stupid stuff I did, God knows
mm-hmm.
where I would be right now. Because like I said,
yeah,
in this
see?
World, there is there's a divine justice and there's an earthly justice. Consequences,
yes.
every action. You do good, good's going to come. You do bad, bad's going to come. But you got to realize, you got to, like, these kids is doing bad and then they get the consequences and then they cry about because they're getting consequences. Like, yo, I'm
yep.
getting corrected. I'm being punished. And all I was doing, they not letting me live. You hating OG, and if you disagree with anybody, you hate. Like, I don't like that
yeah,
song.
Right.
All you hating.
Right.
No, it's a dumbass
yeah.
song. and the person that's playing it is dumb. I'm sure you paid them a lot of money to play it, or their company paid them a lot
exactly.
of money. Because I can imagine, especially some of these DJs that come from my era that
mm-hmm.
still got shows playing some
yep.
of this new stuff or some of this
yeah.
new wave stuff. Saying, yo,
yeah.
that is the bomb, man. Like, you got to be,
mm-hmm.
That's got to be the time where as a DJ, you hate your job. Like, yo, I got to play this little dude, man. I hate this dude. I hate this music.
Oh, trust me. There's many days where my God. Yeah, that's
granted,
I would say this.
You
got to
give
yeah.
people what you want. Because sometimes you're a hip-hop DJ and you don't like house music. So, but if somebody at the club, that they want to hear house, you got to play the house. But a
yeah,
song
yeah.
that's just downright dumb. Like, I respect
yeah.
all music. The country music got great songs. Rock and roll
oh,
got
yeah.
great songs. Hip hop got great songs.
Yeah.
Reggae got great
yeah.
songs.
Yep.
Folk music got great songs. But and
yep.
it's just as many dumb songs in these genres too. But they not playing the dumb polka songs. They like, man, if I'm gonna play a polka song, I'm gonna play the best polka song. I ain't gonna play no stupid
yeah.
stuff that some kid just
no,
got
they
he wanna be a polka player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they actually screen their stuff. That's the thing. They actually screen it. Like, it's like, nah, they, nope, we ain't playing this.
Nah,
nope.
We not. And that's how they did it back in the day, man. We go to
the
record station. What is it? Monday, new music. Monday or Tuesday, or whatever. And you
yep.
sit with the program director and they listen to your stuff. And they'll be like,
yep.
nah, this did not fit the format. Nah, this is pretty good. We'll give this to the mix show DJs and see what they spend and see if they can, you know, it'll work its way up to the top. This is really good. Phone calls coming for it. Not no more, man. It's like, yo, you got to play these little dudes' records whether you like it, especially if they got something behind them. They got a little money behind them.
Yeah.
You're going to play these dumbass records whether you like it or not.
Right.
I, that's why I'm glad I'm not a DJ. But at the same time, I mean, it affects me because I'm coming in with this hot stuff, and he's like, "Well, I really love your record, but I cannot play
right.
it because I got to play this new stuff." And it's like, "Are you kidding
yeah.
me?" We need an outlet like this, like this BLM radio that's gonna play, you know, like Spine curate playlist, I'm sure. And like or her artist. Like you can't anybody like I've never heard this radio where any like the promotions I get, like you earned your way on this radio show.
Right.
Then some type of like there's not because Lil Doodoo came out last week, he gonna get a spot on the show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Just because Lil Doodoo gonna have to go through the ranks. With the real, you gonna still have to go through the ranks. You're not gonna just get Lil Doodoo played on the radio just because he's the hottest thing on the internet.
You definitely got to go through the ringer.
Some of the stuff just got to be appropriate. Like I said, man, Sexy Red, there's a place for Sexy Red. Like, she can be played in the clubs when you want to be. Because everybody got a ratchet side. They want to get a little ratchet here and there. But, man, you shouldn't be forced to look at Sexy Red at church, you know?
No. It's the time and the place for it. And you mentioned it.
And the lines are getting blurred, man. The lines are getting blurred on appropriation. Like, if we that free, let us say what we want to say, not let our children get on stage and holding guns or that or ran. And then when something happens to him, you the first one crying. He said he wanted to shoot everybody, and he dares out to come get him. Now he's dead, and you want to be the first one crying. Well, you should have been like, "Hey, take that gun out your pocket. We don't even live in no gun neighborhood. We live in the suburbs, man. You better rap about school and rap about some of this homework you got. Like, you're a straight A student. Why you want to be a gangster?"
And all they're doing is just glorifying what they see. And they're not really living that life. And you know, to the point where a lot of the real gangsters will come out and be like, "Look, like you really don't want to play this. Like seriously."
And that's the thing where, like I said, man, I had OGs, they knew we rap. So they'd be like, yo, you're not going to get involved in the stuff we get into. You do your rap music. And if you want to rap about our lifestyle, you rap about it as you saw us do it, not that you doing it. Because if you get tested, you get somebody test you, and they be like, hey, you soft as kitten poop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they right.
No wonder your name Lil Doodoo. You're not even big doo-doo. You little poop. You little poop out here trying to be tough. You a punk. You a punk and your daddy a punk.
He's trying
to be your manager.
Exactly. You know, and be the main one, you know, pushing something that is like, you know, like, okay. Like, everybody knows it's trash, but for some reason, like, well, I'm going to believe, and even he's like, knows it's trash, but he just don't want to outright own up to it, you know. But like you said, you know, it's, you just got those that really aren't like, you know, they should pull them to the side, like, you know, this needs to change. Like, nah, this ain't cool. This ain't cool.
And everybody that's from the hood or in the ghetto, we did what we had to do so we can get out of the ghetto. These little suburban kids want to be, and white kids too, they want to be so ghetto and gangster. Like, you are in a position where you could go to school and become anything you want to be, but you want to be in the hood. And if you wouldn't want to be in the hood, it's a place, I'm sure there's a place in D.C., there's a place in Baltimore, there's a place in Philly, there's a place in L.A. I could drop your little ass right down there on these blocks, and let me see if you can make it home by morning. Let me see if you can make it home by morning. Then we can put out your gangster record.
Yep.
And I'm sure as soon as you get on a Lehigh Avenue, you start peeing on yourself. as soon as you get into a place, we got a place down here called the Badlands. Soon we put you in the Badlands, I'm sure you're going to pee on yourself or do a little doo-doo on yourself.
Right.
You're calling me to come pick you up, or call your little Uber to take you back home. And hopefully, that's how we're gonna have to start testing these little dudes, man. Like, oh, you really got to come on down here. I got somewhere for you to be gangster. You rap in front of this crowd right here, and you make it through. You the man.
There you go.
You are the man. You earned your stripes, man. You gotta earn these stripes, man. And like I said, we got stripes to become who we are to get out of the ghetto. Because anybody in their right mind that's a gangster or that was a gangster that's in jail right now, I'm sure if they in their right mind, they don't want nothing that they had to do or doing or did for their children. You know, you come in the world with kids for them to be better than you. And if you are influencing them to go out there and rob and steal, then you and your child need to be locked up together.
There you go. There you go. And like you said, and that's something, and it kind of really leads me into my last question, really. You know, like, what would be something that should be told? You know, like, you know, actually two parts. So, like, number one, like, what's next for you? Like, you know, after now you've got the book out, album out, like, what's next for you? And also, what would you tell an up-and-coming artist? You know, like, what knowledge would you give them?
What's coming up for me is thing I know that a lot of these children and rappers, even if they don't want to hear it, everybody, I'm what they call an OG, and sometimes OG need an OG. That I need to talk to somebody older than me to get mentored from a pastor or a musician that I looked up to make sure I'm on the right track, as old as I am. So I give back to the people that really want to hear and get a message from me to mentor kids, 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds. That was my job all my life. I've been a great teacher and a mentor without even being a teacher or a mentor, but I've been blessed to be able to speak to schools, and I just want them to be real, and I want them to see an example. And if you don't want to see it, read the book, and then you'll read the example. So I'm going to be the example that I want you to be. I'm going to be the change. You can see the change that I've made over the last, like, because, you know, I'm not going to say, this is what you need to do. Hey, just look at me.
Yeah.
It worked for me. Yeah. I'm in perfect peace right now because I did everything the best of my knowledge. I did it the right way. So look at me as a living example. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I want to be a good example moving forward for people to, when you see me, and you might not have a Bible, but you can say, that's a spiritual brother right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
I read his book. He's grounded. He's down to earth. He's easy approachable. He's talking good sense, what he's telling me. And that's what I want to do moving forward. And, of course, make good music because, you know, the music is what we all have in common, young, old. We all have a love for music, and we love hip-hop. We love I want you to love life because, like I said, life is short, man. Blink of an eye. So what I would tell the young person is, first of all, have a dream, whether it's play basketball, be a scientist, a doctor. If that's your dream, grace of God, go after it wholeheartedly to the fullest, the correct way. If you got to start from the basement to get to the boardroom, do what you got to do to get to where you got to get to, but do it the right way. Don't step on nobody's toes. Don't offend anybody that you don't have to offend. Don't burn no bridges because, you know, it's hard to rebuild bridges that got down. And really just chase your dream, man. People be like, man, that'll never happen for me. Nah, man, anything you can dream and willing to put the work in to make it happen, it can happen for you with prayers. And my thing is, everything God first has, faith, pray often. And you can get what you got to get through because if you believe, you can make it through. You dig what I'm saying? So that's what I want these kids to start dreaming because they feel they don't have nothing to look forward to. Like, we look forward to going outside every day and playing, and we imagine we was cops and robbers and rappers, or I mean, even the ones that aspired to be drug dealers and gangsters. I mean, they was outside, they seen these people, and they was like, I want to be like him. I saw LL on TV doing Crush Groove, and I said, that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I was 16 years old, and I've been doing this. To this day, I've been doing everything that I said I wanted to do. I've been traveled around the country. My goal this year is to get out of the country to safe places, of course. But
definitely.
I've seen the whole America through music. I've met some of the biggest stars and shook some of the greatest hands through music because I followed, and I had a dream, and I chased it. And I'm still chasing it to find the purpose of it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't just get rich and be like, okay, I'm rich now. Now there has to be a purpose of you being rich to be a blessing to other people. You blessed, you get blessed to become a blessing. So that's what I would tell the kids. Get a dream in your head, because these kids are so depressed and full of anxiety. They'll be like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor, but there's no way I could be a doctor. And that's
what
my grandmother would say. That's you letting the devil make a fool of you. If you want to be a doctor, you it says it all in Pastor's History, the song. If you got the goal, God got the plan. But you got to be willing to go through the track to get to the finish line. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't have a goal and you think that it's going to happen. You're not going to become a doctor overnight. You got to be prepared to go through a lot of school. And you know, as I said, you know, become a doctor, because we need more doctors. We need more lawyers. We need more police. We need more regular life people. Everybody want to be a grand rapper. Ain't nobody want to be a stupid ass rapper if you ain't got nothing great to talk about and ain't got no point and you ain't got no talent. There's nothing entertaining about you. There's nothing sexy about you, but you want to be an Instagram model. Like, what are you going to do when you become 50 years old and all that beautifulness that God gave you is starting to fade? Now, where did you fall back on? You could be a doctor until you're 80 if you want to. You could be anything in this world has a retirement. And, yeah, I did want to become a rapper. But, like I said, I was willing to go through everything that I need to go through to become the best rapper that I could be, to eventually become an author, to eventually become to perform in front of crowds of people, man. I didn't want to become no rapper to perform in front of five people every night. And then what's the point? Then I miss my calling because I should have been a doctor. Because Lisa is a doctor, I could have healed thousands of people. I could have prescribed thousands of cures to sicknesses. So everybody want to be a rapper. And it's like I said, if you musically inclined and you feel you got beats in your head, you got a wicked verbal, your talk is wicked, become a rapper. But everybody and their mom can't be no rapper, because now the game is just saturated with a bunch of rappers that ain't rapping and can't rap. Their mamas can't rap because their moms want to be famous because they famous.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody can't be no damn influencer. What is an influencer? Who is you influencing? Like, everybody
all I know
is an influencer.
Yeah.
Because you can tell, you know, you can tell somebody what expensive watch to wear. Now you an influencer. Now become a jewelry store. Open a store. Become a retail. You know, if you could tell me what to buy, open the store and sell what I need to buy out of your shop. You being an influencer is just another person with an opinion with a following. Like, I got an opinion when I'm a follower. That don't make you nothing special. How is that helping the world? What is you doing to help the world? Because you influencing influencer.
Right.
Go to college.
Right.
Go to school. Right. And school ain't for everybody. But you know, because school, you know, a lot of people ain't academic. It ain't for everybody, man. It's some of the greatest business minds with opened up stores without college. Like, one thing about hip hop, man, you could come fresh out of jail. You could come fresh out of college. You could come from any walk of life. You could be black, white, Chinese, Indian, whatever you want to be, Jewish, Palestinian, whatever, and become a successful person. Clothing designers, there's hair dressers, there's stage builders. There's a lot of things to do in hip hop besides be some spank ass rapper. You know what I'm saying? The rapper is the struggle of being a rapper is real, but the person the rapper hair, the person that comes in the Jay-Z house and cuts his hair, he gets $1,000.
He had to work up to that.
You just ain't gonna, you know, but he has five barbershops and he's the hip hop barber to the stars. You know, maybe you're a good dresser. You could become one of the best stylists in the world. You got an eye for film.
And this is hip-hop.
Yep.
This is all hip-hop because hip-hop is a culture. People think hip-hop is just rap. Man, hip-hop is a culture. And one thing about the culture,
anything.
You can do anything in the name of hip-hop. And I just want everybody to really follow their dreams. And if you want to dream through hip-hop, dream through hip-hop. I'm sure there's a few hip-hop doctors. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a hip-hopper, now I'm a doctor. Whatever. But you gotta be willing to put the work in. Like, nothing comes cheap, easy, or free. You know what I'm saying? Nothing worthwhile.
Hey,
nothing worth having comes easy, cheap, or free. So my thing is, if you're going, whatever you go for, whatever you're dreaming about, just go for it and work it. Keep both hands on the plow and don't look back because the past is history. It's done. We did it already. And it, whether you made great history or bad history, it's over.
Yep.
Everything from now on is new. That's why the window in the front is way bigger than the little ass mirror that looks backwards, because it ain't meant for you to look backwards all the time. Because if you keep looking backwards, you're gonna tear up a lot of cars. When your ass should be eyes should be forward and keep moving on to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, and make your next move your best move until you ain't got no more moves and you're the king of the chessboard. You know what I'm saying?
Man, hey, you spoke some knowledge right there, and that's actually, you know what? That's a great way to end things right there. So, so before we go, man, that's like, you know, that got in on something hot. Got to get on something hot. So, like you said, you definitely gave him that message. So, yeah, but before you go, definitely tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram at Supreme, S-U-P-R-E-E-M-D-R. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I'm Supreme, S-U-P-R-E-E-M, The Resurrector. But everything you need to know, you can find me on my websites, which is SupremeAndTheNewExperience.com for the band or SupremeTheResurrector.com for me. And like I always say, I'm Googleable. Just type my name in and everything you need to know about me. And way to go, how to find me, and whatever your platform of choice to buy music or books. I'm on Amazon. I'm on BookBeat. I'm on every book thing you can name. I'm on every stream, download, stream or download site, DSL, whatever they call it, digital servers or whatever. I'm on everything, man. Like, I'm on everything. If you can't find me, it's because you ain't looked.
I hear that. And you heard it, man. If y'all don't know how to find me, y'all just ain't looking. And like I said, I already got my album. Definitely jump on Amazon and grab it. You know what I mean?
I appreciate every stream, even though streaming is probably the biggest form of robbery in the world, but I give it the credit that it gets to what we used to do. If I put out a record, because I did get physical copies of this also to sell at my shows.
Good.
I got physical copies
of
the book to sell at my, you know, and that's where you get all your money at. But if it wasn't for these streaming sites, even though they're going to give you 0.003 per stream, but I wouldn't be able to have my record all over the world without these digital platforms. Now, like I said, what we get paid for these digital platforms is robbery, but you can make it up by having a great show, because if you got a great record, you should be able to perform your record and really make some money at the box office. And that's where it's at, man. The whole object is hear my record so you can buy my book. Buy my book so you can hear my record. Buy both the book and the record so you can pay to see me perform. And you're going to get a great show, because I'm going to do my part to make sure you are thoroughly entertained before you leave the building, where you can come back again and buy the next project, because you're going to be like, that dude really gave it to me raw. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there it is. There it is. So definitely want to say thank you again for being a part of the show. Spontaneous definitely says thank you, and she loves you. And
thank
you.
I love everybody.
Yo, you see, there's love's right there. And you know what? I'm going to do something. And this is what I'm going to do before you go. And I want us to actually, I want you to pick a song from another song from your latest album on what we're going to close out on. I'm going to let you pick it. Because I know we did Past Is History. I know we did Tonight. Like, I'm going to let you pick it. And this is what we're going to close out on.
Well, you got to do Rise and Grind, man.
Got it.
The Rise and Grind is the closer of the show.
and it's the perfect closer of everything, and it makes you feel good for the next 24 hours because you got 24 hours every day to do something positive and get up there and get out there and be somebody, whether it's the stink-ass rapper or the best doctor in the world. You too could be something. You too could be somebody, little doo-doo. You could be it.
And again, there you have it. So again, man, y'all heard him. Y'all heard a little doo-doo. You could be somebody too. So again, thank you, my brother, for being a part of the
show.
Thank
you, brother.
And, you know, so we definitely going to definitely have you on for another show. And of course, December 10th, we have another show coming up. We're going to have our roundtable. So you may be, might be back on. We'll see. We'll let you know. You know what I'm saying? So definitely stay tuned.
Anytime she call, I'm there. I never told her no.
There you go. There you go. And definitely on behalf of Supreme, I am DJ FX of the PLM Spontaneous Radio Show. Y'all be good out there. Be safe. And just like my boy said, Supreme, we going to rise and grind, y'all. Y'all be safe, yeah. All right? Appreciate it. Be good. Love each other. We out.
Yeah, time to get up.
Yeah.
Get up, get out, and be somebody. Get up, get out, and be somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rise and shine, everybody.
Yeah. Get up, get out, and be somebody. Get up, get out, and be somebody.
It's been a minute since I felt this way.
Yeah.
When the stars lined up, things going my way. Like the sun came out so the kid could play. It's been dark for a while, but I smiled each day. Put the work in when I wanted to say. To hell with it all, but to God I pray. Give me the strength to stay strong today. To stay 10 toes down, don't bend or break. Don't fall victim to the storm of fate. Be untouchable like an armor plate. No weapon force should ever harm my faith. I was put in this place to be strong and great. No negativity can stall my case. Nothing you can throw would ever scar my face. I fight every day to run a righteous race and hit the finish line at a lightning pace.
Yeah.
Rise and grind, a new day to shine. A brand new 24 to leave the past behind.
Get up and be somebody. Get up and be somebody.
Rise and grind, a new day to shine. A brand new 24 to leave the past. A new day to shine, a brand new 24 to leave the past behind.
Get up, get out, and be somebody. Get up, get out, and be somebody.
Rise and grind, a new day to shine, a brand new 24 to leave the past behind.
Get up, get out, and be somebody. Get up, get out.